This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Jim Paris. We get together live on Sunday nights. We talk about money. We talk about what's in the news, politics, a little bit of Bible prophecy and preparedness as well. In hour number two, we're going to have an absolutely fascinating discussion with Stan Deo. And Stan Deo has a huge, huge following. Many of you, I'm sure, know who he is. This will be his first time with us. And he's with us tonight to discuss a new DVD that he has out. He says that he's found the location of the biblical Garden of Eden. And I don't know about you, but I heard him on the radio 3 or 4 weeks ago talking about this, mentioning that he's got a DVD coming out, and I think we're going to be his first, or at least one of his very first live interviews discussing the DVD. But the idea of somebody finding the actual location of the biblical Garden of Eden, just fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to this interview. That will be in hour number two of our broadcast tonight. Next week, our guest is Russ Baker, and Russ Baker is an investigative journalist best known for the best-selling book Family of Secrets, which is a huge book. I just got the book from Russ a few days ago. I don't know if it's 400 or 500 pages, and it's all about the Bush family, going all the way back to not just the most recent President Bush, not the father, but then the grandfather, you know, three generations back, and some really unusual things that you would never know about the Bush family. And it also raises some interesting questions, too, that I've always had. Why is it that we have such a limited roster of potential presidential candidates? People are actually talking right now about the possibility of our next presidential election being Bush versus Clinton. That's right, Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton. There's many, many people suggesting that that will be our next presidential ticket. Now, look, I have nothing against Jeb Bush. I just think, why not somebody else? Why is it like the same names keep coming up again? I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but why do we have such a limited selection? It almost seems like we really don't have any choices, but we think we do. That's kind of like the upcoming governor's race here that we've got to vote in. I do not like Charlie Crist at all. Former Republican, now Democrat. And then we have Republican, our current Republican governor, who I really, really do not like, Governor Scott, mostly because of what he did in the George Zimmerman case, and how, you know, the local police decided not to prosecute George Zimmerman. The local prosecutor there in Central Florida decided not to prosecute George Zimmerman. But Rick Scott, our governor, basically, because of all of the demonstrations, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, All of the race baiters came to town, and so he shopped it out basically to find a prosecutor anywhere in the state of Florida that would prosecute George Zimmerman, and he found someone, Angela Corey, a Jacksonville area prosecutor for the state of Florida. So, you know, after that, I told my wife, I said, you know, Governor Rick Scott is a modern-day Pontius Pilate. I mean, really. I mean, the right thing to do was very, very clear. Let the local law enforcement handle the George Zimmerman case. Whether they prosecute or not, it should have been handled locally there. And basically, Zimmerman was going to have to go to trial because of all of the protests. And to me, that's wrong when you have a governor that can't really just stand up to public pressure. But in any case, we're, you know, that's what we've got to choose from. And they had a big debate. I believe it was on Friday, a debate between Crist and Scott. And they refused to allow the Libertarian candidate to appear in that debate. And the Libertarian candidate here in Florida, I guess, is polling at like 14%. Why is this? Why do we just have a Republican and a Democrat? In fact, you could probably make an argument that maybe in some ways both of these guys are Democrats in some of their policies. But in any case, we move ahead. I had no intention of going into that today. But, you know, Russ Baker is going to be with us next week. Family of Secrets. You're going to learn some things about the Bush dynasty that you never knew. And I actually liked, especially George W. Bush, our most recent president. I actually liked George W. Bush. I didn't agree with everything that he did. But I really liked him. I thought he was a sincere man. But we're going to find out the whole story about the Bush family next week. All right. I did something very strange this week. I wrote a blog article on the topic of embezzlement. And let me kind of give you the background on this and why this all happened. For those that don't know, I personally am a victim of embezzlement. In fact, back in 2002, when I learned about my own embezzlement, my brother, who is my accountant, embezzled nearly $2 million from me, wiped me out. I lost everything, literally everything, all my businesses. My home was taken in foreclosure. My vehicles were repossessed. All of my businesses had to be shut down. I had to use credit cards to make my final payroll. In fact, in one of my books, I share the story that one of my key employees who stayed on with me to the very, very end, I had to pay him with our company phone system. I said, this is all I have left. I have no money. I have no more credit cards I can borrow on. Here's your final paycheck. And I gave him our company phone system. And that's how that ended for me. And of course, I've spent the last few years rebuilding my life. But in any case, on Friday, I wrote an article about a pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who was caught embezzling nearly $1 million from his church. And you can read that blog post over at blog.christianmoney.com. So in any case, here's this pastor. He's confronted about this embezzlement, embezzling almost $1 million from his church. And he pleads not guilty. But then I guess a short time after that, he's confronted with a mountain of evidence and he changes his not guilty plea to guilty. But get this, he's not going to be sentenced until January of next year. And the church voted to keep him on as their pastor until January of next year. And so I started thinking to myself, you know, something has got to be wrong with people. I mean, here's a guy, a pastor, no less. And when you read my blog post over at blog.christianmoney.com, you'll see what he spent the money on. He spent it on apparently a very expensive mink coat. Doesn't that bring back images? Remember the old TV show Starsky and Hutch and the character Huggy Bear with the big mink coat? So I guess this is Pastor Huggy Bear. He bought a mink coat, cars, spent the money on gambling, liquor, hotels, unreal. And he pleads guilty, and the congregation keeps him on as the pastor. I don't know if he'll continue to be the pastor while he's in prison. I don't know how that will work, but very strange. So I got really interested, for some reason, in the topic of embezzlement on Friday after I wrote this article. And I went to the news tab on Google, and I typed in the words embezzler sentenced. Embezzler sentenced. And I brought up all of these news stories of embezzlers and their sentences in the last 3 to 4 weeks. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you the shocking number of how little prison time they get for each $1,000 that they steal. All of that right after this break. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. If it's Sunday night, it is Jim Paris Live. The website is christianmoney.com. Jim Paris here with you, editor-in-chief of the website christianmoney.com, and also embezzlement victim. And so here I was on Friday. I was in this state of mind. I wanted to do some research and some reading and see what was happening in the news on the topic of embezzlement after I heard about this story of this Tulsa pastor who had embezzled $1 million from his church. $1 million, and then they keep him on. They decide, you know what? Other than embezzling $1 million, you're actually a pretty good pastor. So we're going to keep you on, and he's not going to be sentenced. Let me be accurate here. It says $930,000, and he has pleaded guilty now to this charge. So I can say that he did it because he's pleading guilty to this. So I should be on good legal ground there. But I started looking at the news, and I started trying to make some sense of this and take a look at some of the other embezzlement that was going on. And so what I did was, this is a very limited search that I did. I went on Google, and then I used the Google News tab, and I put in the words embezzler sentenced or embezzlement sentencing to get an idea of over the last, say, 30 to 45 days of what some of the sentences are that people are getting for embezzlement. Because one of the things I found in my own case being a victim of embezzlement is that embezzlement is very rarely prosecuted. In fact, in my own case, I went to the local police, I went to the state police, I went to the county police, I went all the way up to the FBI, and no one would prosecute my brother, who was my accountant, who had stolen nearly $2 million from me. I don't know why, but they wouldn't do it. I ended up suing him in court and getting a judgment for $4.7 million. So I can officially come on the radio and say he absolutely embezzled money from me because I got a judgment in court. But here's the interesting thing. So if you check out my blog post over at blog.christianmoney.com, what I did was I took a number of recent cases and I actually listed them all in this blog, and I listed the amount of money that the individuals embezzled. And then what I did was I looked also at how many months they were sentenced to prison. So I took all of the months and I added them up for the total of all of these people. How many months did they get sentenced to prison? Then I took in another column all of the money that they embezzled. And I did an interesting mathematical calculation. And the question was, for each month that these embezzlers were sentenced to prison, how much money did they pocket with their embezzlement scheme? Now, only somebody weird like me, a financial guy, a math guy, would think about doing this. But it was fascinating, the number that I came up with. And after I came up with this number, I thought to myself, this has got to be a blog post because no one will believe this number. So here's the number. If you take all of the money that these folks embezzled, and we have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I believe there are 9 or 10 people here. We have them listed, their crime that they've been found guilty of, and their actual sentence. And we ran all of this through my calculation, and here's the number. Here's the number. $28,000 pocketed for each 1 month of prison that they were sentenced to. I was telling my wife about this article over the weekend. And as I say in the article, crime does pay. These embezzlers, for every month that they're sentenced to prison, this just random sampling over the last, say, 30 to 45 days, every month that they're sentenced to prison, they pocket $28,000. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And there's some other interesting things in this article I wrote, one that you'll find absolutely shocking. The city accountant for Stamford, Connecticut, was actually caught embezzling thousands of dollars from the city. So he's the city accountant embezzling money from the city. Well, the city caught him and he was prosecuted, but they also said that he had violated, obviously, his trust, violated their code of conduct, and they were attempting to strip him of his pension. Well, a court just ruled that this guy is totally entitled to his pension. The city cannot take away his pension, even though he was caught embezzling from the city. Another interesting one. An accountant operating out of the Seattle, Washington area by the name of Patrick Snetzinger steals $1.5 million from his clients. And once they started figuring this guy out, he did something very simple and brilliant. He simply packed up his stuff. He moved from the Seattle area to Northern California, and he changed his name to Patrick Leonard. And it took them a while, but they finally caught up with Snetzinger, or should we call him Leonard? And he has recently pleaded not guilty to more than 14 counts in the indictment that he was served with. So my closing comment here on my blog here, it says, even when you get caught, embezzlement is a great paying gig. And I share the numbers on this. So check this out over at blog.christianmoney.com. And as long as we're on a roll and we're talking about embezzlement, if you're sitting there listening and you're saying, wow, Who knew that Jim Paris lost almost $2 million to embezzlement? Who knew that you could embezzle money and your sentence for every month in prison, you pocket 28 grand? That sounds like a pretty good deal. Who knew? And now you're going to hear, after all of that, I've kind of set it up, right? I can't do any better than any of that, right? Listen to this story, okay? Her name is Rita Crundwell, and one of my favorite shows is American Greed. It's a program that's been on for years. It's on CNBC, and it's all about people that white collar criminals. Embezzlement is quite many times quite a popular theme on the program. So, enter Rita Crundwell, and you can see the Rita Crundwell episode if you have Hulu Plus. You can watch all the old American Greed programs going back, I think, 7 or 8 years. So enter Rita Crundwell. She is the comptroller and treasurer of Dixon, Illinois. Dixon, Illinois is a small community 100 miles west of the city of Chicago. Over a 22-year period, she embezzled $53 million from the city of Dixon, Illinois. And how she did it was so simple, you would not believe it. And what she did with the money, you will absolutely not believe. And what happened? There were some major lawsuits that the city actually won, and they got a lot of their money back. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you the rest of the story about the largest municipal embezzlement in history, $53 million, right after this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
And I am doing a rant tonight on the topic of embezzlement. I don't know why. I just got sort of into an embezzlement mood over the last 3 or 4 days. I've got a couple of articles up on the blog. For those of you that know my story, I am an embezzlement victim. And I'm outraged when I hear about these stories of embezzlement and how light the sentences are. I'll just give you one example from my recent blog post over at blog.christianmoney.com that I want to tell you the rest of this Rita Crundwell story, which is just shocking. Okay, so here we go. A lady by the name of Nancy Dobrowski, Chicago area, she embezzled $650,000 from her small village on the outskirts of Chicago. $650,000. She's sentenced to 18 months. 18 months. Travis Honecker, guilty of embezzling $945,000 from his employer, sentenced to 3 years and 1 day. Almost $1 million, and he gets 3 years. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. All right, so let's talk about what happened in Dixon, Illinois. And again, if you want to see the full episode on this, you've got to check it out on Hulu Plus. And the person behind all of this, her name is Rita Grundwell. And she's now in prison, probably until she's 80, about 80 years old. She got a 20-year prison sentence. But let me tell you how ridiculous this is, how crazy this is. Dixon, Illinois is a small town 100 miles west of Chicago. And just to give you an idea of how small of a town this is, the population's around 16,000. Okay, that's small. That's tiny. Dixon's really known only for two things. The boyhood home of Ronald Reagan is in Dixon, Illinois. And also, the founder of Walgreens, Charles Rudolph Walgreen, grew up there. That's it. That they really, there's not much else going on in Dixon. So if you can imagine that small of a town, and that over a 22-year period, a lady by the name of Rita Crundwell, who is the city's treasurer, she embezzles $53 million from this tiny, tiny town. Now, I don't know. I could, if let's say she embezzled $53 million from like the city of Los Angeles or New York City or Dallas. Not that I would, I'd still be shocked, right? But it wouldn't, it would not be as big a deal as this is. I mean, this is, how do you steal that much money from that small of a town? $53 million over 22 years. Rita Crundwell. And here's what she did with the money. This is probably even more shocking than the amount. She used the money to buy horses. And in fact, she was one of the best known quarter horse breeders in the entire United States. Her horses won 52 world championships, and she was named the leading owner by the American Quarter Horse Association for 8 consecutive years prior to her arrest. And apparently she had so many of these valuable horses that she could not store them on her own giant ranch near Dixon. She had to pay locations, all facilities all over the country to also take care of her horses and keep them stored at other locations as well. And no one wondered, where does this treasurer in this tiny town have the money to do this? Nobody knew. Well, the city was having audits done. Anytime you're a public organization, you have accountants that come in and they look at the books, make sure everything is right. And for years and years and years, they got their audit without qualification and no mention of the embezzlement. Also, you would think that the bank that the city had their money at would have picked up on this, because the whole scheme involved once, all she did was she set up a separate side bank account, and she used the letters RSCDA, which stood for Reserve Sewer Development Account. So she just set up a side account, made it sound like an official account, and then would siphon money off and put it into this account all throughout the years. And the saddest part of this whole story was that the city went without critical services. For example, they had to lay off police officers. They were not able to make repairs to roads for years. The police department went without radios. This lady was so obsessed with stealing money that she would go around to the different city departments and she would make up flyers. They showed one of the flyers and it had a like a graphic of a pair of scissors, and it had the word cut. We all must cut. And she was on this sort of austerity campaign within the city to get everybody to cut back, laying off police officers. The police didn't have radios that worked. They needed police cars. People that took care of the roads had to be laid off. There weren't money to repair the roads. All of this is going on, and she's out buying horses. $53 million, the largest municipal fraud in American history. $53 million stolen over a 22-year period from the tiny town of Dixon, Illinois. Unbelievable. All right, a couple of quick announcements, and then we've got a lot of news to get to here tonight. So I need to move ahead from the embezzlement thing. So I've got to turn the embezzlement switch off in my brain. Move ahead now, Jim. Time to get into something different. All right, so we've got some new videos, and you can find these over at christianmoney.com, also over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. 3 new videos that are hugely popular right now. The videos are on the following topics. I've got a 2-hour video on how to start your own online talk show. That is going gangbusters. You want to grab that video. We've got another video on how to write books and publish them to Amazon in 2 weeks. It's a system that we've created to help you outline and write and publish a book in 2 weeks to Amazon. That is super cool. And then another video we now have available, and all these videos are 2 hours. Some of them go almost 2.5 hours. The third video is on my credit repair system. And for many years, I was a business partner with an individual. The two of us, we owned a mortgage brokerage firm. And I was a 50% owner, and we helped people fix their credit so they could get mortgages. So I put together a book on this system that we have, this credit repair system, and the book is available on Amazon, and the book is constantly on one bestseller's list or another. But we've had a lot of people asking for something more on this. So we put together a video, and I believe the video on the credit repair went just over 2 hours in total running time. And that video gets into everything that you'd ever want to know about credit repair. So all of that is over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. A couple of other things to hit on here before the break. It's considered a conspiracy theory, and I would be considered one of the quote-unquote kooks that believes this conspiracy theory because it's true. Why is it that the price of gas drops right before our elections here in the United States every 2 years? Why is it? And here we go again. This is an article I was reading today. They're saying that the price of gasoline is precipitously dropping. They're expecting gas to be below $3 a gallon in many parts of the country before Election Day. And I have a theory on this. Yes, it's a conspiracy theory. I really believe that, especially for the average person, that when they drive up to the gas pump, if that number is over $3 in this current economy, I think that makes them angry with the incumbent party. I think that puts them at odds, in this case, with the Democrats. But it just, maybe this is a strange coincidence, but I found an article in Bloomberg Business Week that actually backs this up. It actually shows that from 1991 through the present day, that gasoline prices fall before every single election each 2 years. How weird is that? All right, a lot more to cover in this hour. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back in hour number two. My guest is Stan Deo, researcher, writer, and filmmaker. And he says he's found the physical location, the actual location of the biblical Garden of Eden. We're going to be getting into that in hour number two. Next week, the guest in our second hour will be Russ Baker, author of Family of Secrets. In 2 weeks, we will have Joel Fotinos, and his book is called My Life Contract, and he does a lot of teaching along the lines of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I heard him the other night on a talk show, and I said, man, that guy's really great. We've got to book him. He's got a kind of like a 90-day plan to turn your life around. So he's going to be with us in 2 weeks. You know, when you do a show like this on Sunday nights, there's just so much to cover because I've got the whole week, right, of all the news, and then I've got the next week. So we're just going to cram in as much as we can into our remaining 12 minutes in this first hour. Childhood star Amanda Bynes. Do you remember the Amanda Show? My kids watched the Amanda Show. The headline here, Amanda Bynes put under involuntary psychiatric hold. And as long as we're talking about big name celebrities, Stephen Collins, who, this is a shocking one because I always liked this guy. Stephen Collins, known as the father on the TV show Seventh Heaven. He also was a pastor in that show. And my kids watched that show. There's some scandal, it's being reported in the news, involving him exposing himself to minors. And apparently, even bigger than the legal situation here, a lot of his fellow cast members are very upset because the show has been doing very well in syndication, you know, as a rerun. And in today's world, this wasn't always the case, but in today's world, the actors on these shows get a lot of money from residuals when a show runs. Well, apparently, Seventh Heaven is not going to be running in very many places now. And so sort of the side story here is Stephen Collins appears to have cost a lot of his co-stars in that show a lot of residual checks. But I don't have a lot of details on this, but it's all over the internet. And again, shocking. I always liked Stephen Collins. Talk about insanity. I hear these stories. I have never been to Hong Kong. It sounds like an interesting place to visit, but every so often you just hear something weird about Hong Kong. And of course, Hong Kong is now like officially part of China again. but it's not, but it is, but it's not. I mean, what is Hong Kong? Get this. I mean, this has got to be the story of the night. A single parking space in Hong Kong, a single parking space was just sold for $547,000. $47,000. $547,000 for a single parking space. Not $47,000, $547,000. That's almost $600,000 for a parking spot. Now, everything you read about Hong Kong is, you know, how tight a quarters it is. You know, if you live there, you're probably going to live in like a tiny room like the size of a phone booth and have a $10,000 a month rent payment. Why do people live places like this? This is what I've never understood. You know, why would you live somewhere where parking is at such a premium that someone pays over $500,000 for a parking space? Why would you do that? But I just could not help but share that story with you tonight. Also, Edward Snowden, I guess his new gig is, since he's now in Russia, and Russia extended his visa there for, I guess, another 2 or 3 years. Of course, Snowden is the guy that spilled the beans on the NSA and told us how they're spying on us, how they're getting into our cell phones and our computers and all of that. And he lives now in Russia. And apparently his new gig is he does speaking engagements via satellite to various conferences around the country, because, of course, he would be arrested on the spot if he came back to the U.S. So he's staying where he's safe over in Russia. And he did a speaking engagement this past week. And according to Snowden, he says, if you want to protect your privacy, number one, get rid of Dropbox and avoid Facebook and Google. And there's a big story on this over at TechCrunch.com. Now, I've heard that about Google. I've heard that about Facebook. But that's the first time I heard that. I've heard that about Dropbox, which I love Dropbox. I use Dropbox. I've got actually two of them. And one of them, I have a premium account. I have like 1 terabyte of space. And what I love about Dropbox is I can drag files into it, and I can have freelancers that work for me access files. I can also use it to move files between computers and all that. So I love the technology, but according to Edward Snowden, if you want to protect your privacy, do not use Dropbox. And of course, Facebook and Google have, you know, we've always known this, but you know, what do you do? I mean, we all have a Facebook account. We all use Google. I guess there are alternatives, but I just haven't reached the point of frustration that I've made those moves yet. The price of Bitcoin, recently, in recent days, it was under $300. So the price was starting with the number 2. And man, the emails I was getting. Please don't send me any more emails. Jim, why has Bitcoin gone down? When is Bitcoin going to go back up again? I don't know. But the good news is that the recent price before the show, Bitcoin is now back up to $373. So we've got a nice rebound coming. I've never really watched the short-term movement of Bitcoin or any of the other digital currencies that I own. I just put a few dollars in there, and my view is like, hey, you know, 5-10 years down the road, maybe this will be worth a lot more. I think it will be, but I'm not really watching it like I watch like my stock portfolio or anything like that. All right, here's a term that you need to know about. It's called over-the-top TV. I don't know where the term comes from, over-the-top TV, but here's what it's all about. I guess they call anything that has to do like with an external box, they call it over-the-top because it sits on the top of the TV. I guess in your mind's eye, it sits up there. So like a Roku device or any of these kind of devices would be considered an over-the-top TV option. Well, apparently the big news is that we are now in the next like 2 to 3 months, we're going to start being able to buy various cable channels to be able to have live television on our devices like our Roku, Apple TV, and the like. And this is new because those of us that have don't have cable, which I dropped my cable a long time back. I think it's been like, I don't know, almost a year now since I got out of my cable. And we just use the Roku device. We watch movies. We watch live TV. You can watch a number of channels live. But this is going to give you a chance to get some of the, you know, regular channels. Like if you want to get MTV or some of the news channels and so forth, you can do that now. Starting in about 2 to 3 months, these packages are now going to become available. Another big topic within the world of financial planning is, do you take your Social Security at age 62, or should you wait and take your Social Security at a later age? And this is becoming a really big area of discussion. In fact, there's a financial planner actually not too far from me up in Jacksonville, Florida. They actually do seminars on this. Do you take it at 62 or do you wait until like age 66 or age 67? Hey, in my case, I'm only 49. So this is down the road for me. The moment that I can take my Social Security, I'm taking it. Because I don't believe it's going to be around for the long run. So I want to grab that Social Security benefit as soon as I can. And I'm suspicious about all these people out there saying, hey, you know, if you wait until you're 67, you'll get an even bigger check. And if you wait until you're 70, you'll get an even bigger check. And if you wait until you're 75, you'll get this massive check. I think they're trying to talk me out of getting my Social Security. That's what I think. And the second that I get my hands on that Social Security check, I'm going to get it. And every dollar that I get from Social Security, I'm going to consider that lost money. I'm going to consider that mad money. And so when it hits the mailbox and I run out to the mailbox and get my check, I guess they don't do checks anymore. It's automatic deposit. My wife is going to say, hey, where are you? Where did you go? And I'm going to say, hey, I just disappeared. I'm going to go out and spend my Social Security money. Because I just don't look at it as legitimately something we can count on. So when I get it, I'm probably going to treat it like funny money. But there's no way you're going to trick me. Don't try and trick me into waiting until I'm 80 to get my Social Security. I'm taking that the first day I can take it. I guarantee you that. All right. When we come back from the news here, where was the original biblical Garden of Eden? Where was it? Our guest Stan Deo says he knows where it was, and he'll tell us right after this.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods, chiropractic to optimize nervous system function, and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.